Okay, let's get started with Baba Basra, Daf Zayin. Baba Basra, Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amud Beis. We'll start with the second wide line on Vav Amud Beis as we continue here in Perek HaShutfin, the first Perek of Maseches Baba Basra. As we mentioned, the Baba Basra, the longest Masechta, many a short Dafim coming up later in the Masechta, but the first Perek does not have short Dafim. We'll have the nice sizable dafim and a lot to talk about. Let us go to second wide line. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Says Shmuel, Gag HaSamach L'Chatzer. If, as we're talking about, if you remember, Hezek Re'iyah, visual trespass, right? Dangers of various reasons. As we, again, we saw the stipler on Daf Beis, the different elements of Hezek Re'iyah, whether it's actual damage of Ayin Hara, whether it is limitation of my usage, and that has a financial value, or whether I'm going to do it, and then you're going to see it, then I'm going to be embarrassed. All different elements that might be included in Hezek Re'iyah. So Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Gag HaSamach L'Chatzer. If there is a Gag and a Chatzer, as we know, both of those were used in the Talmudic times for activities. Somebody's roof overlooks somebody's yard. So the problem is that somebody might be in the yard and might not realize that they're being looked at from the roof. So chavero oselo ma'ake gavoa dalanamos. The roof owner has to build a ma'ake for Amos high. What does four Amos mean? Four Amos means Hezek Re'iyah prevention. That's the four Amos. Right, if it was only for the mitzvah of ma'akeh, as we'll get back to B'Hashem in a couple of minutes, that would be shorter. That would only be 10 tfachim, as we mentioned a couple of days ago. But if it's two roofs next to each other, then it's easier to know. People with roofs use roofs in similar ways at similar times, and therefore, ironically, the closer you are, it's a roof to roof, so then you would need less. But a roof to a chatzer, that would be more limiting to the chatzer's usage, and therefore, you would need a higher roof. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, that was Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman himself says, Eino zakel u'dalan amos, no, even on top, you don't need a dalan four amos high roof. Aval zakel glumachitza zasara, no, you just need the Mechitza Asara, which is for regular Maka. Dalet Amos is for Hezek Re'iyah. Less than that is just for the Mitzvah. So let's continue, and then maybe we'll talk a little bit about Maka again. So, Lamai. So, what is this Mechitza Asara for? Meaning, what is the four Amos for, according to the Shmuel? And what's the, just the Mechitza Asara for? So, Il Hezek Re'iyah, if it's for Hezek Re'iyah, so Arba Amos Be'inon. What is Rav Nachman Shita? For Hezek Re'iyah, then Shmuel's right. You need four Amos high. That will prevent visual. Ilan itvas alav kaganav, if it's just, I want to prevent you from being able to go into my yard and acting like a ganav and say, oh, I didn't know, I thought this was my yard, I thought I was just coming through. Bimisipas bahamasagya. So then, as we said, a little marker on the very short, you wouldn't even need a 10 tefachai. So dalet amos would be needed for Hezek Re'iyah. A little bimisipas bahama is needed for just appearing like a ganav. If it's to try to prevent your pets from going into my rishus, right, your goats and your sheep, so bichdei shalo yizdaki b'bas rosagi. Then again, it would be even shorter. A mechitza that would be able to stop the animal from going straight in, that would also be enough. So says the Gemara, la'olam nitfas la'nitfas la'kaganav. Really, the 10 tefachai would be so that preventing his just going in, appearing like a ganav, and that would be up. And really, so why do you need even 10 tefach? Even shorter would be okay. B'mesipas matzi mishtamitlei. If it's just a mesipas, if it's just a tiny little a marker, so then he can still give an excuse. Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, my ball went here, and my animal went, and I dropped something. I didn't realize it was yours, and that could cause problems. Amar, the Gersos take this out, but we'll read it. Mimimtsurei kamim atzerna, but mechitza sasara lo matzi mishtamilei. But if it's a 10 tefach high wall, then you can't say, "Oh, you know, I just happened to wander in. I didn't realize." That's going to be noted, even though it is not so tall, but it's higher than a mesipa. So we have the machlokas Rav Nachman and Shmuel, and we have the explanation of the Shita of Rav Nachman. Meisvei says the Gemara, but one second, we have a brisa that seems to be against Rav Nachman. If one has a chatzer that is above the gag, right, somewhat unusual, how could a yard be above a roof? Let's say lives on a mountain, and the yard is above the roof, so that is kakinlo. So what does that mean? My lav ain is kakinlo klal. Doesn't mean that mean you don't need anything. Kasha, even on Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says you need 10 tafachs. The Bar says low. Ain is kakinlo dalat amos. Aval is kakin lemachitzas asara. You might not need dalat amos, but you need a minimal gate. Mechitza of Asara Tvachim. Period. So if you remember, we already discussed a couple of days ago the mitzvah of Ma'akeh and the different ways of understanding the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. Is it just about prevention, or is there some active mitzvah aseh? The Menachas Chinuch had a very strong formulation of there is a mitzvah aseh, b'chol shah v'shah, just like lulav and tzitzis, and if I delay putting up a Ma'akeh, it's mu'uvas lo yuchal lisko, and I can't even fix what I did. There is another nafkamina, like we mentioned, could you make a bracha on a goy's building? We mentioned the Machane Ephraim, but bichlal, do you make a bracha? The Rambam says that you don't make a bracha on something to prevent danger. The Rambam says that in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, if it's just mipnei hasakana, then what does not make a bracha at all? The Rambam Shita. Lama'in mevarchen on atilas yadayim ba'achrona. Why don't we make a bracha on what we call mayim achronim? Mipnei shalochivu bedavar zeh ela mipnei hasakana. V'dvarim she'imishub sakana. Ain mevarchen alav. You don't make a bracha. Lamaza doma. What is it similar to? Lamisha sinei nesamayim. V'achar kach shasa. Right. If you filter water because you're worried about certain dangerous bugs or floating things, and then you drink it. Right. You don't make a bracha. Lasani asher kedushanu b'vesodav esivano lasani nesamayim. Right. To prevent danger. Right. And like we said, also to get to kash or something. You don't make a bracha on that because that's just removing a problem. And yet the Rambam paskins that we do make a bracha on the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches. The Rambam says that there is a bracha. Asher kiddushanu. Let me just find the bracha. V'chol mitzvah. Shish achras yasa tzivi acher. V'chulu. Ho'os es sukkah. O'lulav. O'shofar. O'os hisses. Tfilin. Mezuzah. Right. You only make a bracha at the end. When do you make a bracha? When it's nikva. But the Rambam continues. Okay, we're not going to read it now. But it says that you do make a bracha on ma'akeh, la'asos ma'akeh. So there obviously seems to be something positive and not just a removal of a problem. We did not mention, we mentioned this in the past, but a couple of days ago we didn't mention also the relationship between the aseh and the lo aseh. There's an important comment of the Ramban. The Ramban in Meseches Kiddushin. The Gemara, towards the end of the first parak of Kiddushin, mentions, not all the way at the end, like towards the middle end, mentions the brisa of a list of mitzvos that are not time-bound, and therefore the Gemara says that women are obligated in them. Like Hashavas Aveda, and Shiluach HaKan, and the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, a number of mitzvos that are mentioned. Tosfos, the Ramban, and all the Rishonim ask, all of those mitzvos that the Gemara mentions, the reason that women are obligated is not only because it's not time-bound, but all of those have los aseis related to it. Dafka, those are the ones that the Gemara picks. Hashavas Aveda, lo sucha lehisalim. We had a whole parak on that in Eilim Metzias. Shiluach HaKan, right? There's a lo saseh also, right? The lo tikacha, don't take it, the eim abanim. And ma'akev, lo sasim damim beveisecha. Why does the Gemara have to say that the reason the women are obligated in those is because it's not time bound? Even if they would be time bound, we would say that women are obligated because there's a lo saseh involved. So the Ramban and all his Talmidim quote this idea, the Ritva, and others say, well, maybe that aseh and a los aseh have a different type of relationship. And that is, there the aseh is the ikker. The los aseh is just there to be mechazik the aseh, to tell us to take the aseh very seriously. But return the item. Make sure you don't refuse. Make sure you don't make yourself as if you don't see it. Return the item. That's the ikker. And therefore, amazingly, the Ramban says, if this would have been time-bound, women would have been pturos, even though there is a lo saseh related to it, because that lo saseh is just there to be mechazek the aseh. And that's what he suggests by ma'akeh too, but that fits into the idea that there's something positive about ma'akeh. It's not just about preventing a danger, but that might be a motivation. But once Hashem declares it as a mitzvah, then we might have to go above and beyond than just preventing the danger of creating a makom mishumar, even in a place where it's beyond the danger. right? So that's the that could be an important point. And maybe eventually we'll get back to this on tomorrow's daf, where we talk about the mitzvah of tzedaka, where it comes up. This is going to play a role in an important point that Tosfos is going to bring up, which we will, Ben Hashem, get back to. But now let's continue. Says the Gemara. We are a couple of lines up now. Itmar, says the Gemara now, six lines up. Vavim Abeis. Itmar, machlokas amaroim, shtei chatzeros zula malamizu. If there are two chatzeros, one above the other one. Right, and let's see, the one is recessed into the ground. So what's the halacha now? Because, again, there's hezek re'iyah issues. So who's responsible to build the wall in between? So machlokas. Amar Rav Huna, tachton bone mikenegdo va'ole, ve'elya bone mikenegdo va'ole. Rav Huna says that the bottom one builds from his ground, which is lower, and goes up. And the Elyon, the upper one, only has to chip in for the wall that's next to his property and goes up. The bottom part of the wall, he does not have to pay for. Rav Chisda Amar, no. Elyon misayeh milamatu bone. Rav Chisda says, no. The upper wall's foundation is the lower wall. So therefore, the Elyon also has to take part in that. There are 2 days in the Chiddush Yaron here. We have a nice Chiddush Yaron. Every Chiddush Yaron is nice, but we have a Chiddush Yaron on Masechet Baster 2, and the Ron says here that has 2 days here. Well, how much separation is there between the upper and the lower field? Chatzer, is there a minimum? Ikama d'amar t'chi mechayvin l'tachton livnos dafka k'she'ein gavoa zu mizu arba amos. If there's less than 4 amos in between, aval igavoa arba amos ein tachton masayela el yon klal. The Gemara is talking about whether the upper one has to chip in for the lower part, but does the lower one have to chip in for the upper part? The Gemara assumes for sure, because that's preventing also his hezek re'iyah. So there is an opinion, says the Ron, that that's only where it's not 4 amos separation. But if it's 4 amos, ein tachlam seyel el yoklal de lo chazilei ela el yon, because the bottom one can't see into the upper one. Ela el yon bone kenegdo veola. And then he says vein zo mechuvar. He doesn't like this. Tafilo aizak gavoa dalat amos. Akati ki koi el yon chazilei tachton. There is still a hezek re'iyah situation which has to be remedied. Those 2 days in the run, whether this dalat amos would make a difference. The Gemara is so safe. The Gemara doesn't say a difference, so Mistama, it wouldn't make a difference. The Gemara has all these other measurements, so that sounds like a raya to the Ron's own shita. Tanya Kavazi de Rav Chisda. There's a brayso that supports Rav Chisda that the upper one has to help out the lower one, even below. Shtei chatzer zula mal mizu. If you have one above the other, lo yomar ha'elyon. Hareini bonem b'kinegdi va'ole. The upper one cannot say, I'm going to build opposite where I am and go up. No, Ela Misayeh Milamata Ubona. He's beferish. He has to help out for the foundation as well. Vim Haisa Chatzero Lamala Migago Shel Chatzero. But if his Chatzer is above, as we saw in the other Brisa, Eno Zakakla, then he doesn't have to help. Rashi quotes there, it's more possible to guard, be aware, and to guard from vision, and therefore he wouldn't have to partake. Period. Hanu Beitrei Dahavu Dairi. There were two people that were sharing a house together. Right? Rashi, Kishachilko Ha'achin, it's brothers. Natal Zebai is Vizalia. One took the lower floor, one took the bottom floor from the father's estate. Charavi Dairi Hiloi, Vacharavi Dairi Tatoi. Isbar Tatoi. The house started sinking. And therefore, the second floor started impinging on the area of the lower floor. So it wasn't, as we'll see, it wasn't totally low that you couldn't walk in. We'll talk about Bavashem in that case. But it was sinking. So Armalei Tatoi Levoi Tovanivne. So the bottom one, the one who lived downstairs, said to the one upstairs, you know, help me fix it. Help me break down the house and we'll build it again because this is, I can't live in this situation. Armalei, so he says, I'm sorry, but Shaber Kata Irna. I'm fine where I am. So it's not my problem, you know. I'm not interested in redoing anything. Omar le, so says the lower floor brother. Istarina anav ivne. Okay, how about we'll break it down and I'll pay for it and I'll build it. Omar Leslie duch to the medarbe. The upper one says, well, where am I going to live in the interim? Right now I'm fine, and now you're telling me you want to kick me out. What am I going to do? Omar le ana oger lecha duchta. I'll find you a place to live. I'll rent you out a place to live. Amalei lo tarachna. It's such a tircha. It's such a tircha for me to go and move my stuff. Lo kamisteli. I can't. Shofa krisech. Literally, go down on your stomach. Oh, and go in. Shofa krisech upuk, and then go out. Meaning, okay, bend a little bit. Bend a little bit. Right. So that's what he says. Right, this type of attitude is not something that we're like, whoa. Right, this seems to be a someone who is not so v'hatal recha kamocha oriented. Right, there is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos talks about I'm in mine and yours, right? Shali, shali, v'shalach, shalach. I'm right. The attitude of I'm fine, right? Not focusing on others. That is an attitude that we try to stay away from. It's interesting. There's two deists, very unusual in Pirkei Avos. This might be the only one. We have to remember if there's others. But the Gemara, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Barakei says that there are four midos ba'adam, as we know, and right, shali, shalach, v'shalach, shali is just the fools, and I'm aretz. Shali, shalach, v'shalach, shalach is a chassid, and but what's the one that's two deos? Shali, shali, v'shalach, shalach. The Gemara says, Zumida beninus. The Yesh Omrim, Zumida stone. Two deos in the Mishnah. What's that machlokas about? What are the two deos? So Rav Adi Yosef quotes the Sefer Ahavas Ta'anugim, the Baal Chesel Avram, in his commentary in the Anafes Avos, who says, well, it all depends. It depends why this is the attitude. If it's just Not a negative. It's, you know, I don't wanna take your stuff. I wanna make sure that you have your stuff. I know myself. So shalach shalach. Just keep it away from me and you'll have it. And mine, I'll watch mine. But it's not done in a negative, separationist type of way. Okay, that's me the baininess. It's not great. But it's me the baininess. But if it's because there's a miserly attitude, because there's a separationist, you know, you stay over there and I'm going to stay over here, and never the twain shall meet. That's what's in that type of way. So that's midas tom. That's it's not called a rasha in the Mishnah, but that's midas tom. That's what it sounds like. This upstairs brother is having this attitude. I'm okay. I'm fine where I am. You know, you have a problem. Okay, that's your issue. And see, even a midah, which is not such a popular midah to talk about. There are a lot of midahs that are spoken about, Gaiva and Anava and all the Misulos Yesharim midahs. But the Archa Sadikim, as we know, goes through all of the midahs, the anonymous work of one of the great Baalei Musar. He has 25 Sha'arim where he talks about different midahs. So in the 18th, he talks about Shar HaTzaikanut. What's Tzaikanut? So we would call it being miserly, but he also talks about being interested in one's own and not being mevater on anything. Right? We had him back in Bamitzia. One of the reasons the Churban happened, Shadonu al Din Torah. Right? They didn't do Lefnim Ishuras Adin. They went al Dakas the Din. So like this brother, we're about to see that the brother Meikar Din is right. He's not doing anything wrong, but he's not giving an inch. Says the Archa Sadikim. Right? What is a person like this? Lo yitein stakav, lo yirachim alaniim, midakdekim achaveiro yoser midayv, lo yivatelo me'uma, v'husanui labrios, ve'eno. And if somebody has that attitude, they're so careful about their own items not being given over. And even if they're not stealing, but he says, eno mahader achar mitzvos. He's not going to have that attitude. You're not going to have the open attitude of spending on mitzvos. V'lo yiknelo rav v'chaver. You won't look for a rabbi or a chaver to influence you. Mitokach yishar reik min haTorah u'min haMitzvos. He says there are some positive elements to the midah if it's used properly. You're not going to steal, and you're not going to spend your money on bal tashchis areas, right? Eino mafsid mamona ba'avalem. You're so careful with your money, you're not going to spend it on things that people usually waste their money on. Okay, that's good. But in general, it's not something that one should be involved in. One has to be a little more open with their attitude of their property and their friend's property. But again, this is reminds us a little bit of this brother that said, I'm fine. I don't know what you have an issue. I'm sorry to hear that. It happens to be my house is collapsing on yours, but that's not the type of attitude that we try to have. But anyway, what's the halachas? Amar of Chama, Bedina Kama Akev. Maker Adin, the Elyon, has a good claim because his property, what? So it's collapsing, but the Elyon isn't being mazik. Actually, it's a reality that he feels bad for. So Vahani Mili, but the Gemara says, Vahani Mili Delomatu Kshri Lamata Meyasara. It's as long as there are the bottom floor is still 10 tefachim high. That because that's livable. Avamatu Kshure Lamata Meyasara. But if it's less than 10 tefachim, we know this from Sukkah, right? Less than 10 tefachim. If you remember that Gemara in the first paragraph of Sukkah, it's called the Dira Srucha. Right, it's called, it's not livable. So, Matzi Amarle, Lamata Miyud, Rishusa Didihu. So then, if it's lower than 10, Tvachim, now the roof, the lower guy could say, you know, you are now impinging on my Rishus, Velo Meshabelacha, I am not Meshubit to live like this for you. And in that case, for sure, the bottom one has rights, and it cannot stay like that. Who would have to pay? Who would have to pay? So he has a taina that the guy can't say, what am I going to do? It's too much of a tircha. So the situation could change. Who's going to have to pay? The Ramban has three opinions. Ramban has three opinions here. The one opinion that he likes is the chip in. That's the third opinion. But the Ramban has three opinions. Ikaman da amar, ho'el v'chein, al ha'elyon listar v'levnosa. Right? He said, Mishalo, alamala me'asara. The elyon has to break it down, at least make it 10 tvachim high. Once more than that, so then might be the lower ones. But that's one mother. But Ikaman da amar, la'olam ha'tachton bonim mishalo. Another opinion is that, no, the tachton always does it. It's just that here he has rights to do it. V'li nira, says the Ramban, sheshneim bonin hakol. I think they both have to chip in, and in that way, it is, that's what's fair. Upirish sasar, ubani la kamasha oisa mitchila, v'niyachalomar lo tarachnov, he says, and then he can build it for, he thinks, to what it was. Not dafka only the ten tvachim, but the one it was, this is what the chazaka was until now, and therefore, that's what he can do. So, that's if it gets less than 10 tvachim. Continuing, one more condition. The Gemara says, Vahani mili dilo asti gabi adadi. And this is also only if they didn't make a condition when they split it up. Originally, that if it collapses, that we're going to fix it. Aval astu gabi adadi sasu yubanu. But obviously, if they make a tznai, then they can break it down and rebuild it. What's the chiddush of that line? Says Rabbi Yonah, the next line. V'chi astu ba'adi adadi ad kama. How much does the tzai work for? So Amar Rabbanik, Habei de Rabba, B'shei de Barzucha, B'shei de Rav Nachman, Amar de Amar, B'shei de Rav Nachman, Koza Shoshaninu. What is the general dimensions of tznai that is needed? How tall of a roof? Like we learned, Rumo kachatzi erko ukachatzi rachbo. What is that? That's a Gemara that we'll have Be'ez Hashem in 91 days from now, Daf Sadi Ches, Be'ez Hashem in a couple of months. But what is that? That's referring to the measurements of the Heichal. The measures of the Heichal, how the height compared to the length of the room. So the Gemara there says, the height was the, how tall? If you have the length and the width and add it, that's the height. So Rashi quotes that the, Rashi quotes later on, from Amokha Peirots, the first skinny line. Osa rumo kachatzi erko kachatzi rachbo kibidina Heichal. The Heichal was 40 amos length, 20 amos width. So if you have that, 20 and 10, add it, 30. That's the height of the Heichal, right? This is the second Gemara already. We've only had six Blath in Baba Basra. This is the second Gemara already that we've discussed the Heichal, right? We had the Amatraxin a couple of days ago. And this is about also the Heichal. That was the model building. By the model building, you know, that's the measurements. Again, first Mikdash, second Mikdash, different measurements, but that's what the Gemara uses later on, and that would be the Tanai Bistama here. So that's what is said. Amar Luhu, Rabba. So this is what was said. The Rabbanan said this in the name of Rav Nachman. So Amar Luhu, Rabba. Lava Mina Luhu. Didn't I tell you? Lotislu ba buki sriki b'Rav Nachman. Don't be told that empty bottles on Rav Nachman. Come on, how can you say Rav Nachman said this? Hachi Amar Rav Nachman, ki the diary inshi. Don't go by the Heichal. You go by what's accepted. What's accepted by people's living. Right? Ki the diary inshi. Whatever, however people live. Right? So that is how the Tznai would work. Vekama, and how much is that? Amar Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, ki hechi ta'ayli isur yasa de mechuzah v'hadar. If we would, a person could bring in these tall bundles from Mechuzah and turn around and have enough room in there to move these bundles, that's enough room. So it's basically, what is accepted behavior and not what is learned out from the Mishkan. Okay. Interesting. We've quoted it before, but the Chasam Sofer's Ha'ara, and that is Chasam Sofer told his Talmidim. You could quote my Torah in your name, but don't quote your Torah in my name. Right? And that's like here. Don't be told that buki siriki sumki on Rav Nachman. Meaning you have something to say. Be careful about what you quote in the name of Rav Nachman. Right? That's what. There are Gemaras elsewhere, if you remember, that sometimes Surah Amorah will quote in the name of an Amorah's name and say, oh, he said this, and really he just wanted the halacha to be accepted. And that's why he'll change the names, which is somewhat unusual. It doesn't come up that often, but one has to remember that Gemara. Okay. Ho Gavra Vaiter. Again, this whole issue, the whole perek, the whole first couple of prakim, are all about, and a lot of the mesechta, neighborly obligations. We're focused on Hezek Re'iyah now, so now we're getting into a new topic, and that is Hezek lack of Re'iyah, so to speak. So there was a man that was building a wall next to his friend's window. Achorei kavei dechavrei. So Amar Lei, so his friend says to him, Kama felas alai, it is so dark, you're blocking my sunlight. Kama felas alai. Amar Lei, sacharna lecha hacha, v'yavidna lecha kavei, la'el me'ashisah. You know what? I'll block up, I'll fill in your window where it is, and I'll build you a new window up higher up on your wall. Right, higher up than my wall. I'm building this wall, but I know you have a window, so I'll fill it up. Remember the days of old, what was a window? It was a hole in a stone wall. So you'll fill up the stone wall, and then you go higher up, and then you'll build another window. So I'll take care of that for you. Don't worry about it. Amar lei, kamaras lei lashisai. No, that's going to damage my wall. Because if you fill it in, it's going to be weaker. It's not like built from the bottom with the cement. It's going to be weak. Amar lei says, okay, satarna lecha lashisach. I'll break down the whole wall up until the area of the window, and I'll rebuild it from that spot. So fine, I'll build it. I'll go down. I'll break it, and we'll go up from there. So Amar Lei says, Ashisa mitatoy atika. No, my bottom part of the wall is old. Umila'el chadata, and the upper part is new. Lo kaima, it's still not going to hold. It's not going to be good, even if you break down half that wall. So the guy says, okay, fine. I'll build you a whole new wall. Omale, Satarna la Abla Ara, all the way to the ground, I'll go down. Ubaninala, and I'll build it. Bavina la Chakavi Begava. And I'll even build you a window up top. Omale, so he still has a taina. Chada Ashisa Chadata, Bekule Besa Atika Lokaima. One new wall, and the whole house is older. Right? So still, it's going to affect the rest of the house. Omale, I'll build you a new house. Satarna la Lekule Besa. I'll knock down all your walls, I'll build you. So we probably all would have taken this deal. By this time, we would have said fine. But it seems like he liked his old house. Where am I going to live in the interim? Where am I going to live? I'll rent you out an apartment. Amazing. Too much of a tircha. Too much. I have, when a punch comes to shove, he didn't want to move. So it could be all of these were excuses, but at the end he didn't want to move. So Rav Chama b'din kama akev. Rav Chama says, just like we said earlier, me'ikir adin, if there's a certain reality that exists and you're impinging on that reality, no matter how much you offer, it's still if he's living there, he's living there. So just like in the earlier case where the lower floor man didn't have to move, so to here. So Gemara says, "Hainu hach v'asula mali." So what do you have to? Isn't it the same yisod? The same yisod, even though it's two different types of areas of halacha. The first was just about impinging on his living rights, and here it's on the air, the light coming in. Hakamash malan diafagav delo mishtamish elatibna ubeit sivi ba'alma. The chiddush is even if he doesn't use this house for anything except some straw, meaning it's not such a tircha to move the stuff out. So you might say, oh come on, it's a tircha. Kamash malan, he's still allowed to say this. We don't say that he's just being difficult. He might be being difficult, but he has the rights. He has the rights in this case. Period. Hanu beitrei achi the pali b'hadi adadi. Two brothers split up property of the father. Chad matia is palida, the chad matia tarbitza. One of them got a fancy palace in his palida, and one of them got a tarbitza, a garden. Rashi says gina shebitzad hatraklin. Right, a garden near the area of the beautiful palace. I said meir latocho that used to light inside. The garden afforded light inside the palace. Right, that was a major part. So, az al hahuda matia tarbitza. So the one who got the tarbitza of the garden, the kabani ashisa pumadis palida. He started building some type of structure. Right, he's built a wall next to. Right, he needs a place to live. So he starts building a structure next to this palida, which is going to block the air, the light. Amar lei, kama felas alai. What's going on? It's dark. You're making it dark here. So amar lei bididi kabanina. I'm just building in my own area. This is my garden. I'm allowed to do this. Amar Rav Chama b'din ka'amar lei. Rav Chama says, no, he is talking b'din. He's allowed to build a wall. He's allowed to build a wall. He's allowed to block. We'll get to how this compares to the other case in a minute. But first, let's see. Rashi and Tosas. What does it mean? Bidin afshoy kabanina. I'm doing it myself, and I have bidin. Rashi says, bidin afshoy anabanina. Bishali ani bone. I'm building in my own yard. V'ata ein lecha alai chezkas ora shel shalosh shanim. You don't have a 3-year chazaka. Dehashtahu tepalginuhu. We just split up. This is alluding to third parak, Cheskas Abatim. We will learn that there is a kinyan. Well, I shouldn't say that. We're taking a stand on it already. There is some type of, we'll call it a kinyan, of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. If squatters kinyanim, if I squat for 3 years and you don't say a word, then that's a reflection, or that is a kinyan itself. We'll have to talk about that, but either way, that works. That's Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So here the brother says, well, we just split this up. You don't have 3 years of a chazaka yet, so therefore, I'm allowed to build my wall. That's what Rashi says. Look in Tosas. Tosas Yimaskol Amarle quotes Rashi. V'teima shahaya yachol la'afilu alav shalo yielo b'troklin ora klal. He's allowed to build a wall that there's no more light in the troklin. Right, even without Cheskas Gimel Shanim, he can do whatever he wants to put up a wall right next to the window. The ode, the my kamar ba'avira lo alu ahadadi pshita do alunami ba'avira de bias below ora in a shava klum. What, a house without light is not a house. Right? So what does it mean that he could claim that you don't have any chazaka, I can do whatever I want. There are no limits on what he could do. Stos has 2 days. First, Mufar Shabedu Tam, Shemeis Palida Hayayacha Liros Lisadosav Derech Atarbitza. The point was that there were fields on the other side of the garden. And from the palace, he used to see through the garden into the fields. That's the issue. Utaka'amer mafelas ilavai, hainu shaya ma'akvo shahaya yacho liro sadosa. He wasn't building the wall so close that there was no lighter air. Of course, he can't do that. But he was building it in a way that he now couldn't see out. He couldn't see the fields. Right? There was some type of hana'a that he was lacking. I know, let's put it into our terms. Let's say you can see the highway. So I could tell if there's going to be traffic or not, and which road I should take. And now I can't see it. Pre-ways. Right? So, you know, that's your being mazik me in that way. It's one way you can understand this. So it's not the light. It's just a different benefit of information. Or, I look down 2/3 of the way in Tosfos, v'nira l'ri, devade hayamafil alav ha'ora, shlo haya ba'ora gedola, kasher tzorach la'achsadra, aval adayin haya ba'or gadol. It wasn't like a room that's open. Sometimes people have rooms like with windows on all sides. It's like an open, like you feel like you're in the forest in the room. Okay, it wasn't, that's what it used to be. But there's plenty of light in there. Plenty of light. But it's not like as it used to be. So those are the two opinions in Tosfos. What exactly is the case here? But either way, Lamaisa, it's not going to be pitch black in the room. So the Gemara says, Rav Chama says, Rav Chama is going to paskin in all these cases. Rav Chama says, Bedinka Amarle, right? The man of the Tarbitza of the Gina has a good claim. So Amarle Ravina Larvashi. So Maishna Mayad Tanya. Why in that case does the brother who buys the garden, he has the upper hand, he's allowed to build the wall? So why is that different than the following? Tanya. Shnei Achim Shechalku Echanat Mehenatal Sada Kerem VeEchanatal Sada Lavan. Two fields next to each other. One was a vineyard and one was a wheat field. So what happens? What's the halacha? Yesh lo lebal hakerem dalan amos besada lavan. The bal hakerem has 4 amos all around all of his vineyards. Let's say he has a vineyard on the border with the stay lavan. He's allowed to go 4 amos in to the field of his brother now. Shalmanas kein chilku, because those, right, you saw one of the basic yisodos of Meseches Kilayim, there's something called an avodas hakerem. You need area around the vine to plow. So the plow is you need at least 4 amos, that's with the plow and the animals, so 4 amos wide. So here, the balakerem is allowed to have 4 amos in order to put his animals. So if he has that right, so why doesn't the bal ispalida have rights of light? Just like the Baal HaKerem has rights of plowing, so it should be, this is the reality, and I should have rights in your rishus. So Amar Lei, no. Tahasam la'alu lahadadi. No, that case must be different, because over there the Baal HaKerem must have given the Baal Sadeh Lavan extra money, right? Because the Kerem is worth more, vineyard, making wine. So there he must have paid him. So if he paid him, he must have paid him for this too. That's included in what he paid him. Alu lahadadi. Aval hachamai. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. What? In our case, where one guy got a palace and one guy got a garden, they didn't pay each other. What? Are we talking about fools? Well, one guy took the palace, one guy took the garden. Oh yeah, sure, you could have the palace. Obviously, that the palace one also paid the garden, the Bala garden. So again, we're back to the distinction. Why does this Palida not have rights and the Bala Kerem does have rights? So Amar Leh, so he says, no. Nahida Olu Lahadadi, to be lived Nikshri Vahudri. Fine, he paid him. He, the Baal is Palida, paid the Baal Tarbitza enough to even out what they got for the raw materials. But extra money for the extra air or the extra light that's coming in, that he didn't pay for that. So for that, he doesn't have the extra rights to. So therefore, that's the difference. Period. Says the Rabbi, wait a minute. Velemale meikara is palidas palgasli, hashtam ashvasli is runya. Why can't he say, you know, when we split it up, I bought a palace. I didn't buy a dark room. Right? I didn't buy Rashi cheder afel. Right? I'm not interested in this. This is not what I bought. Amar of Simi Barashi, Shma Ba'alma Palagle. Remember, we had this back at the end of Ben-Sechel HaMetzia, just a couple of weeks ago. No, that's not a Taina. Because sometimes something can be called something, even though it doesn't function like that anymore. It's Shma Ba'alma. You call it that name, even though it doesn't function like that. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa? And therefore, it's still called the Ispalida, even if it gets darker. So Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? Homer base kor afar ani mocher lecha. I'm selling you a base kor of afar. Afal pi she'eno ela lesach. Even though it only produces a lesach higiu. The deal is a deal. Shlomach alo ela shma. Right, and because he sold him something that is called a base kur afar, v'udimiskri base kur, and as long as it's called a base kur, that's good enough. Paradis ani mocher lecha, in orchard I'm selling you, ava mishim bo rimonim, even though there are no pomegranates that are produced, higiu. No, it's still, the deal is a deal. Shlomach alo elishma, because he sold him something that is called a paradis, v'udimiskri paradis, as long as it's called a paradis. So you have it by base kur, you have it by paradis, and you have it by Kerem. Kerem ani mocher lecha, av mishim bo kfanim, higiyu, even though it doesn't produce vines. Shalom machar lo elashma, v'udemiskeri, karma. So as we said, at the end of Maseches Bamatzia, sometimes you have items that are called something, even though it doesn't have that function. Answer says the Gemara, mi dami, no, I don't know if you can compare that. Mi dami, hasa matzi amar le mocher lelokeach shma zvini lecha. There, at the beginning of the sale, you can see what it is. And therefore, I'm selling you this. You see, it's not producing anything. So that's what I'm selling you. Hacha matzi amarle adaita dahachi palgi d'tairna bekihechi d'daru ahavasan. Here, you're changing the reality later. Here, you're changing, I want to live in it as Dad lived in it. Dad lived in it with the light and the air and the ability to see through to the fields. So you can't compare those two cases. So there, by the Shema Ba'alma, those you might have that taina, but here you wouldn't have that taina. So maybe he would be able to prevent his brother from building the wall. Tosfos here discusses the Im Tom. I look at the first wide line of Tosfos. In all those cases of base kor and pardes, the Im Tomar v'neima de damim modiim. So get back in Maseches Bamatzia. Why don't we look at how much he paid for it? Did he pay for an orchard with pomegranates or without pomegranates? Why don't you see how much that, you know, isn't that an umdina that what was in the person's das? V'imnasan lo demei beis kur, afilu karula beis kur, yashan lo beis kur shalim. What did he pay for? You pay for a lesech, or you pay for a beis kur, you pay, so Tosfos says, v'yishlomar demayri kago de ozil gabei. V'inonosin lo afilu demei lesech. No, the price is, the case, Tosfos sounds like fundamentally, you would say damim modiim. But here, he gave him such a cheap price, you can't tell. It was even cheaper than, chefza that he would buy. But this is a sugya that that comes up. The Ksos discusses this in Shin Lamed Aleph. We discussed the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin is a case we discussed. It's sometime in Bamatzia. I don't remember which daf. Simon Shinchav Gimel in the Trumas Hadeshin. Ruvain sends, appoint Shimon to do a business deal for him. To go to a certain place and do a business deal. Shimon says, fine. And he's all ready to go. And before he leaves, Shimon goes over to a couple of Edom and says, you know what? I'm doing this for Ruvain. You know, I'm sure he's going to pay me my expenses. Because that's why I'm doing this. I don't have enough money to do the expenses myself. So I'm going to do it, but I'm sure Ruvain's going to pay me the expenses. Shimon comes back, he goes back to Ruvain, and Ruvain says, what are you talking about? You know, I'm not, I gave this to you, expenses are on you. It was, so the issue is, do we say in that case, the Truma Sadeshin says, Damim Modiim. So that's where he says it. Truva Yireh Tadinim Ruvein Me Oso Tam. Shutoi Da Damim Modiim. Shesachra Lotza Shalo. Shre Shimon Modelo Shein Roy Los Yischar Gadol Kol Kach Meshlichus Kazos. Shimon agrees that Ruvein overpaid him for the Shlichus. So Ruvein's believed to say, well, because that's why I included the expenses. V'yafal pi shegam Ruvein Modelo Sheminak Stam Sochrim Ki Agav Neshiro Tzoso Emaschar Bechol. Even though usually Mishalchim in this context pay the expenses, but I gave you more money than the average shliach. And that's why, damim modiim, right? And that's what he quotes this idea from Tosfos. Tosfos fundamentally says it works. And the Ksos is not so sure. The Ksos doesn't like it. He quotes a Gemara back in Bamatziah in the beginning of Apollim, that, you don't say damim modiim where there's a minhag otherwise. So he discusses that, but that's an important, point. Do you say damim modiim against a rove, against a minhag? Huadin, hotzos, im minhag kalasochrim gegarda shiitnu la'olam hotzos, kenidon, detrumas adeshen, ain't damim modiim. You wouldn't say damim modiim in this case. Okay, that's discussed. Truma Sadeshin and the Iksos. Weiter. We continue on the last line of the Gemara. Amrulei. So Amrulei, Mark Yenuka Umar Kashisha, Braid Rav Chizda, Rav Ashi. Mar Yenuka, Mar Kashisha, the sons of Rav Chizda say to Rav Ashi. Two brothers. Who are these two brothers? So first there's a Machlokas Rishonim. Yenuka is younger, Kashisha is older. So who's the younger one? Who's the older one? So some say the Yenuka is the younger one. Mar Yenuka is the younger one, and Mar Kashisha is the older one. Tosfos says the opposite. Tosfos says Yenuka is the child that he had in his younger age, and therefore he's now older. Kashisha is the child he had in his older age, like a ben zakunim, and therefore he's younger. So either way, one's older, one's younger, and we know what the words mean, but the question is what is being referred to. Right? See the top Tosfos, Mar Yenuka, hu hagadol, v'al shem shenolad biyan kuso shel Rav Chizda, karele Mar Yenuka. Umar Kishisha, who at Sa'ir, Benolad be Kishishiso, Shel Rav Chizda, right? Ben Zakunim. Yosef was called the Ben Zakunim because Yaakov had him, older, right? Interesting that before, the Rishonim talk about why Binyamin is not called the Ben Zakunim. That's why Chazal Darshan. It doesn't just mean age there. It means Chachma. It means the Chachma that was given to him by Yaakov Avinu. But that is, one Machlokas. Also interesting though, these were two brothers. Mar Yenuka, Mar Kishisha. Rashi says in Meseches Ksubis on Daf, Pei Tes, they were two brothers with the same name. So how do you differentiate them? So that's why one was called old and one was called young. Shnei banim hayul Rav Chizda v'shem shnehem shavin. Ela shehagadol koren lo mar kashisha ulatzar koren lo mar yenuka. That's pretty unusual. A father names two of his sons with the same name. That's what the case is according to Rashi. Good. So, what did they say? They quoted, to Rav Ashi, Nahardoi Latamayhu. The rabbis from Nahardoa. Who are the rabbis from Nahardoa? Rav Chama, who we've just been talking about, and Shmuel, who we're about to quote. So, the rabbis from Nahardoa are Lishitaso, are following their Shita, that once something is, asked by one of the brothers, the other one doesn't have a defense. Dabar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Ha'achid Shachilku, Ein Lohan Lo Derech Zeh Al Zeh, one doesn't have a Derech, this on this. What does that mean, Derech? If the father had a way to go from one field to the other field, had a path, the children don't have, that path might not exist anymore. You can't say, oh, our father did this, but now we split it. So we split it. Just like the case that we had earlier, right? My father used to look through the fields, through the garden. Okay, but that was Dad. Now we're two different people. Velo chalono zelze, the windows. Velo sulamo zelze, where to put the ladders. Velo amas hamayim zelze, where the water went from garden to garden. All of these, once it's split up amongst the brothers, there's no chazaka of what the father used to do. That's what Rav Nachman says. B'shem Shmuel. V'hizaru b'hen, and be careful with this. Halachos kavuos, saying they are set halachos that one has to be careful about. For Rava Amar Yeshlan, Rava argues, Rava says, no, they do have tainas to say, we're going to do like what the father does. Shmuel is known as the Baal Mar Da Asra of Nahardah. Right here is quoting a Shmuel and Rav Chama, but Shmuel is known. Remember the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Ches, where Shmuel says, Nihirin li shvili derakia kishvili de Nahardoi. I know the pathways of the heavens, like I know the streets of Nahardah, right? Because Shmuel was the Mar Da Asra, and we've quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman about that line. What's the chiddush of that line? Why does the Gemara, every word of the Gemara teaches us something? Why does Shmuel have to say that he's familiar with his streets and his town like the Shvilim of the Rakia? What's that comparison? So Shmuel, as we learned in Balmasiya, was a famous doctor, right? He never got smich. He was busy taking care of everybody. Remember, he gave Rebbe the special thing for his eyes. He put it under the pillow because it was too much even to put it directly into his eyes. So Shmuel was a great doctor. So doctors and emergency personnel have to know the roads in the different neighborhoods to know if they have to get somewhere. They have to study the maps. Even in our day where we have GPS and Waze and everything, but let's say there's sometimes computer error, right? We have to know, be familiar with the areas that we're in charge of, right? So that's what Shmuel was teaching us. I'm familiar with the Shvili Durakia like the Shvili de Naharda. Okay, weiter. Hahushtara diyasmi denafgile tavra. There was a star of Yesomim. Yesomim were owed money. There was a person, though, who owed their father money that also had a shover, a receipt that it was paid. But the issue was that the father tried to collect during the time that he was alive, and the shover was not produced. The shover was only produced now after the father died. So, Amar of Nachama, Agvuyelo Magvinale, we will not let them collect because there's a shover, Umikralo Karinale, but we're not going to tear up the star because there's a reyasa here too. Why did he take out the shofar earlier? We're not going to allow collection because there's a shofar that says it was collected already. Because maybe when some of them get older, maybe they'll be able to bring a proof that the edim on the shofar are lying and therefore they'll be able to collect their loan. Who do we paskin like in all these cases that we've discussed over the past couple of lines? We paskin like Rav Chama in all the cases. Rav Chama was the one that gave the halach in all the cases. The bar mitavra, except for this last case with the shofar, with the receipt. You don't assume people are lying. So if there's a shofar with witnesses, so we assume that it was paid up. No, we also find like Rav Chama here, meaning it's in limbo. Don't rip it up and don't pay it up. Because if it was a good shofar, why didn't he take it out in the lifetime of the father? If he didn't take it out, there's a good chance that it was forged, and therefore we don't know what to do. If the Rashbi is today is here, if the father wasn't Toveya during when he was alive, so then there's more of a reason to say that the shofar is true. Right? That's what the Rashba says. For sure they're Karana Shtar. It's a regular star with Edom. Why would we think there's anything wrong with it? The only Reya says that he didn't take it out when the father was Toveya him when he was alive. And Rabbeinu Yonah is not so the Rimi Gash is not so clear that we would do that even if there was no Tviya. Okay, period. Now we get into various communal needs, communal responsibility. Says the Mishnah, Kofin Oso Livnos Beishar Videlas Lachatzer. If there are people who share a yard, so we force each of them to take part financially in building the guard booth and building the door of the chatzer to block people from coming in from the outside. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Lo Kala Chatzeres Ruyus LeBeishar. Not every chatzer. Not everybody in the chatzer is ro'i to have to chip in for the beishar. The Gemara will explain. Kofados olivnos, and what about in the city? So everybody in the city has to chip in. Kofados olivnos la'ir choma udalasayim uvariach a door a lock. Rishon Gamliel Omer again. Lo kol ha'ayaros reuyos l'choma. Not everyone in the city has to chip in. The Gemara will explain. Kama yehei ba'ir v'yehei ka'anshi ha'ir. How long do you have to be in the city to be a member to have to participate? Yud beis chodesh. A year, 12 months. Kana ba beis dira hayu ka'anshi ha'ir miyad. But if you buy a house, then you're here. If you bought, then you're here. You're not just renting. You're here, and therefore you have to take part right away. There's a very important makar. We could have mentioned this any daf in this parak, but Rav Shechter has in the Ginas Egos in his Sefer in Simen Memches, he discusses the topic of the chapter of the Maimar is. In the Yisod Din of neighborly obligations. And he discusses there that neighborly obligations come from the fact that people are neighbors and what is expected from each other. As the Rambam said, there's no mitzvah that we're talking about here, but the halacha demands that if we're in a community, that we have to take part in the responsibilities of the community. Just like he says in a marriage. In a marriage, levarg ishus, kshabav isha mechulakim, im lagur bi po osham. The problem is here, there's two shutfin, the husband and the wife. So what do you do? So they have to figure out a way to come together to an agreement. But he says that's what applies in so many different areas. He says paying taxes in democratic lands. He says that's part of being a citizen there. Because all the tax money goes to various needs. She'ain't tachlis tashlumi masim laha ashiris mishu el lachasos esotzos amedina. Shetzirah l'shalim b'shvil ha-doar asif ha-sa-ashpa nikayon me'ashdiya, right, fixing the sewers, chevras makabe ha'ish, mishtara, avor bitachon, right, all that is part of being in a community. And he said, al-pip shuto, nirali dizel yisod laharbe mehilchiz nizke shcheinim. And also, prevention of damages. We're having in our Mishnah about chipping in for communal needs, but also preventing damages. Shelo lasos rash b'shamu cheres balayla b'zman shebnei adam yishenim. Making loud noise at night when people are generally sleeping. So what does that fall under? That's a halacha. That's part of responsibilities of living in a community. V'yaf bayom shelo la'ashen b'fnei achirim shekol b'nei ashkuna him gam ha'garim shama v'gam ha'mevakrim kulam b'yachan ma'avim shutvis achas u'b'kol ha'shutvis harov kovei ha'tamen eichem shichlus ha'beisek. You're all partners and the majority decides. So if one person wants to do something unusual, so he's batel. Right, and he says interestingly, v'chein b'nosim harbe anashim ba'aviron b'emsa ha'layla, take a night flight. And it's going to go all the way to the morning. V'tamin mevakshim mikol hanosim. Right, all the flight attendants all ask, close the shades. Right, sheyisgeru asatrisim shalach halonos. Kedishli ikonis orachama derech halonos. Right, the people want to sleep. Right, if one guy, I want to look out the window. I want to see. No, but if everybody is, if that's expected, if there's a light, sometimes there's a light on. But lights are lights. You want to read, and that's, even though the light goes on to other people, but if you want to read, me'ikar adin, that's allowed. But a window, it's expected that nobody has their shades open during the nighttime flight. See that? Tamei kovei, you go by the majority. And therefore, that's something that we could come back to many times in this Masechta, the root of the chiyuv of Shcheinim, Shutvim, and here too, part of a city and part of a chatzar. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, to Beishar Mal Yusahi. Is this to tell me that a Beishar, right, you force each person to build this guard booth. So is that a good thing for a city, for a chatzar? There was a certain pious person that Eliyahu used to always be talking to him. Avad Beishar, he built a Beishar for his yard. Vesulam Beishar Bade, he didn't talk to him anymore. Right? The Chazon Ish says, what is the story doing here? Even the greatest Hasidim that are on the level of Eliyahu talking to them, they also have to be careful in their actions. They can't just assume like, okay, I'm good, Eliyahu talks to me. No, even they have to be didactic about what they're doing. So it was not a good thing. Why? Rashi explains, because now, imagine there's a doorway to a chatzer, and then there's an extra guard booth on the outside of it. So an ani knocking on the door is now, he can't get in. Now you can't even hear him knocking, because there's a guard booth, and then the door, so that's why it was a problem. Because now you have this distance between the ani knocking, so it's a bad thing, not a good thing. So the Gemara has four answers. Lo kasha ha-migabai ha-mivrai. Is it on the inside or on the outside? If it's on the inside and the ani can't even get in the door, and then, so that means that's too much of a distance. If it's on the outside and the ani could walk through the guard booth to the door, so then fine, you didn't do anything worse. Or maybe they're both on the outside. Is there a door on the outside that you can't get in? Walk through the guard booth to get to the old door. They both have a door. Is there a doorknob? Can you get into the door? Is it on the inside? Is it on the outside? When it's a situation where we have been marchig the ani, and now we can't even hear the ani on the outside, so that's a problem. But if not, it is okay. The Chashuke Chemed here has a case where there was a people who lived in an apartment, and they all decided, or a lot of them decided, you know what, we want to put up something at the door, which many apartments have, that the door locks, and you have to buzz in. You have to buzz into an apartment. And if you don't buzz in, you can't get in, or you have to have a key. So there were many of the apartment that wanted to do that. But some say no. But then all the people who come asking for tzedakah are not going to be able to get in because they're going to see a door. It's going to be locked. They're not going to even try because nobody's going to answer them, buzzing. So is that a problem? You're being marchik the aniyim. So, but the people say, no, but there's ganavim, there's other people that are coming into the apartment that that we don't want a loitering in the apartment. So Rav Zilbersky discusses this. He says, if there's a real chash of loitering and geneva v'chulu, so then I don't have to lose financially on account of, you know, I'm being marchik the aniyim. They could buzz and v'chulu. But if the people of the apartment are just using the door as an excuse, the real purpose is to keep away the collectors. The real purpose that they want to put this up. And they're saying that, safety and the chulu, that would be a problem. Depends why they're putting it. If it's there for safety and it's part of the way that most buildings are, fine. But if it's really just trying to get out of doing the mitzvah and not being bothered, so that would be more of a problem. Okay, one more section. So we, four. So Tanya, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo, Kol HaChatziris, Ru'uyos LeBeishar. Reb Shimon Gamliel says not everybody. El HaChatzir HaSmucha L'Rishas HaRabim, Ru'uyos LeBeishar, V'Shein HaSmucha L'Rishas HaRabim, Ein Ru'uyos LeBeishar. Remember the days of old, yards went into, houses went into yards, yards went into alleyways, alleyways went into streets. Remember the mavui going into the street. So says Rav Shimon Gamliel, only the yards that are closer to the street, they have to pay more. Because there, that's more of a chashash. But the ones farther away don't have to pay as much. V'rabbana, they're going to say no. Zimna tadaki b'nei rishis rabim aylevasu. The people of the street could go even further in, and therefore, no, everybody has to partake. Kovan asol levnos l'ir, same thing. V'rishay gam li'el omer, lo kalay arus ru'yos l'choma. Not every person in the city or every city is equal. El'ir asmucha l'svar ru'yos l'choma. If it's closer to a border where there's a danger of attack, then that's more. You have to pay. She is Mughal Aspire Ada Ruilachoma for Abana Zimni Dimitri Vasu Gaisa. No, armies could go even further in, and there is so there's equal chiyuvim. Boy Minei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yochanan. Kshein Govin, when they each chip in, Lafi Nefashos Govin, Odin Lafi Shalach Mamon Govin. When you chip in for the protection of the town, do you go by the number of people in the family, or do you go by how much money you have? Because attackers, the pillagers want, they're going to come into the town because of your money. So if you have more money, maybe that's more of a reason they're going to come. So Amar Le Lafi Mamon Govin. Go by money. Elazar Beni Kava Ba Maseiras. And my son Elazar put nails in it. Meaning he says, for sure, that's the din. Igadamri or by Minera Blazamir Byochran. Similar. Kshain Govin Lafi Kirav Batimain Govin or Dimal Lafi Mama Govin. Do you go by how close you are to the enemy, possibly, or do you go by money? Armale Lafi Kirav Batim Hain Govin. Yeah, you go by Kirav Batim. Tosva says you take that into account also. You take money and distance into account. And he also said, put nails in it and said, this is the halacha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Rabbi Yehuda, and we will continue tomorrow again, next couple of dafim, a lot of different ideas related to it. Some agadatas on the horizon as we are here in the first parak of Baba Basra.